At this time, when there is a lot of anti-Muslim sentiment, many women are still choosing to wear the hijab. By hearing from them, we can understand more of why and how the things that are happening doesn't influence their decision of choosing the path of modesty. Modesty is an issue for many people, but for many others, when they see a woman in hijab, they begin to feel uncomfortable. While there are Muslim women in the U.S. who choose not to wear the hijab, there are many others who still see it as a liberating choice. We sat down with three young women, two of them Muslim and one who is interested in the idea of head covering. Let's hear from them.
I think the hijab is very beautiful. I think the women who wear it are very elegant and very much a queen in this society.
Well, I would say that the hijab is sort of like, kind of like a protection, also kind of like lets me choose what I want to show. And it's just sort of like a protection from what people can see and can't see, and I get to choose what I want to show to the world.
Like I said, I find it very beautiful. I find the meaning behind the hijab also very empowering as a woman. It's a way to express yourself. It's a way for people to look at you as a human being rather than an object.
Many of these women make this choice even though there may be consequences for them.
I think, yeah, people would give you more respect because of that, statement behind the hijab, but I guess I do get more respect, and some people, there are some people who are just like, oh, why are you wearing that? You don't need to wear that. It's pointless.
Like, in our religion, it's something that we hold very strongly to not judge others, especially based on something that they will or should do on their own choice.
I think the hijab was really cool. I always thought it was the most beautiful thing that a woman could do. I always just thought it was really neat. And then I looked into it and I realized it wasn't, it has so much more meaning behind it. Because really you're doing it for God.
Yeah.
So I think that's really cool. Head covering for myself has been an interesting journey. Since I'm doing it for my capstone and it's not part of my religion, some women in the Christian faith head cover, but it's not a predominant thing.
Required thing.
Yeah, exactly, that women do. So it's been tough I've realized a lot of things.
For me, sometimes I'm just sometimes I have my days, maybe it's a day where I can't freaking tie it right. And it's I don't even want to wear it. I don't even want to wear it
because
it's not going my way. And I just want to whatever.
Yeah.
And then I think about why I did it and what I had to go through to be able to do it.
Right.
And that's what kind of just snaps me back. It's no.
These women had interesting or varying ideas about wearing the hijab and how they feel about women who struggle staying in hijab or don't choose to cover at all.
There are people that will always say something, they're like, oh, you're so young, why are you wearing the hijab now? You have so much time, and all that stuff. I feel very empowered because hijab is basically like a crown. You feel like a queen when you wear a hijab, You're just you, You don't have to act a certain way or dress a certain way for somebody. You just get to be you.
The hijab, it should be something that is kept on. It's a promise that you're making to God. It's a promise that you're making to yourself. And for you to feel like it's that interchangeable is something, if you you're not taking it seriously when there are women fighting to wear it, to express their religion, and you're just sitting there, oh, one day I want to wear it, one day I don't. I don't know. I find that insulting, like I said. I mean, we live in a Western society that's not used to a very open expression of religion. I think people see it as restricting because they don't do it and they don't personally live with a hijab on. They don't see through the mind or the eyes of those who wear it. it's not restricting at all. Of course, there are limitations as to what you can do and how you, of course, there's like this opinion that you automatically get when you're like, oh, you're Muslim. And she's like, yeah. And you're like, oh, you don't cover up. But like in our religion, it's something that we hold very strongly to not judge others, especially based on something that they will or should do on their own choice.
Whether Muslim women cover up or not, it's their choice. The path of modesty is not something you have to do, but if it is chosen, it's chosen as a commitment. It's one of the most beautiful and empowering things a Muslim woman can do. By choosing to cover up, it is a statement to the world that this is my body, this is my hair, and this is my face. I have the choice to show and not to show what I please.